Radio Empire.
Sacramento Bee reporting that four men are accused of causing a San Diego Zoo aerial ride, the Skyfari aerial tram, to shut down, stranding more than 100 people in midair. The Marine Corps is pissed because the four men, all in their 20s, are Marines. So now they're looking at vandalism charges. The men are accused of rocking a gondola on the ride so hard that it came off the track, causing an automatic shutdown.
Man.
First of all, they're still guys. Douches. Marines are not. They're still guys in their early 20s, so they're
exactly.
they're going to be idiots, you know.
Riders
and Marines might make
them
more idiots for that.
Riders were hanging in midair for up to 2 hours.
Oh, that'll ruin your day at the zoo.
Oh, that would suck.
You got to take a dump off one of those little benches.
A lot of times those aerial rides over zoos go over, actually, cages.
Yeah.
If you would fall out, you would fall and get eaten.
This has 28 gondolas holding up to four people each.
Yeah, there was a tiger.
2 hours.
There was a tiger looking up at that meme for 2 hours going, oh, come on.
They used to terrify me here because the one that did the zoo at Omaha would go over cheetah enclosure.
That's why I never went over on that. The kids, I remember my wife and kids would, but I never got on that for that reason. I don't like those gondolas. They're just too slow for me. I don't like things hanging. I don't like things hanging. I don't mind high rides if something's underneath my car. Like a roller coaster goes really high. If I'm underneath it, something's underneath.
Like a gondola.
Something that hangs always bugged me, man.
So, okay, what about this?
So you wouldn't want to go on a ski lift ride?
I've been on a ski lift ride, but just on a ski lift, I would do that gondola. Yeah. I hate those things.
But generally, people who are on a ski lift know how to behave. They're not bouncing.
Oh, they're not. Yeah.
The chair up and down and up and down.
But I've been on gondolas in Colorado where it was a completely enclosed car.
Oh, those big, huge ones, right.
Yeah. That takes you up the mountain to something else. That's a little bit better. Because you are, the door is closed and you're in there.
Still hanging, though.
You are.
Yeah,
you are.
I freak out a little bit on those.
But that's the only way to get up to where you're going.
Oh, I know it is. Yeah, I know
so,
it is.
Yeah, I'm never relaxed on these. I'm just like checking my pockets constantly to make sure my phone hasn't fallen out.
Where is Uniondale, Pennsylvania?
I saw that, too. Those people were stuck up there, too.
100 people stuck on a ski lift at Elk Mountain.
They were lowering them down yesterday in the news. They got a way to wire them down.
Right, with a rope.
With a rope, I know.
They roped them down.
Yeah. Put a rope around your chest, and they pulled you off. You just hopped off, and they lowered you down.
Yeah. Yeah, I've never been stuck on a lift for any extended period of time.
2 hours have been way too much.
They had to be surprised that it went that far.
I know.
Like, oh, no. That had to be scary. It's probably scariest for them. Their thing's off the tracks.
Right.
Well, that's what happens when you get drunk and get on the Skyfari.
They're not scared. They're Marines.
They're
freaking bulletproof.
They're the first one on the beach.
Yeah, these guys in Pennsylvania are shimmying down a rope.
I know.
Like 20 feet above the chair.
That one just busted. Nobody screwed that one up. That just busted. Right?
Oh, yeah. I think it just stopped. Yeah. I think it was a mechanical failure.
When all these ski lifts or these things they have at the zoo, whenever...
They do go
you
over,
go over
they,
the post or whatever, there's always a little bump.
That always bugged me too. That little bump. Yeah.
See, I'm more freaked out by the Ferris wheel car.
I don't like those either.
The seats rocking back and forth on the Ferris wheel.
Yeah.
I know I'm inside a sporting goods store, but still, I'm scared. Don't rock the damn seat.
But I think if the Ferris wheel got stuck, I would want it to be at the High Point.
No, I don't.
You get the good view for a long time.
I want to be at the bottom.
Yeah, put me at the bottom. I'm fine.
I just want to be off of the Ferris wheel.
You're a power bottom, so we know that.
Yeah.
Not always power.
Yeah. She's a bottom.
Well, sometimes you get tired.
I wish you exude a little more power sometimes.
Push back a little bit. Would you kill you?
The weird thing is I'm not really that scared of heights, but I don't like that.
Yeah.
I don't like being at the top of the Ferris wheel and then having it stop and you're rocking.
Even at the sporting goods store, because right. Because when you're at the top, you're just basically looking at people shopping on the second level.
Right.
But it doesn't matter. You feel like you're in the middle really high. Yeah.
Oh,
I was so glad when the kids got too old for that because I don't do it anymore.
Well, look, tackle's on sale.
Yeah.
Huh.
Death time. Yeah.
I do need a new fly rod.
Right.
Yeah, if you do get up,
I rode that thing way too many times.
Look right over at the fishing gear.
Yeah. You do, right? Do yeah.
Right there, there's the rack of fishing rods.
Yeah.
Too bad they couldn't stop me so I could look at something interesting.
I know.
A Palestinian man who spent 15 years in an Israeli prison, was able to father four kids during that time, despite not being able to be intimate with his wife.
Smuggling in a jar. And the jowls or what?
Yeah.
Which one? Jowls? Oh, he mailed splooge. He mailed it?
Like, it doesn't work like that.
Over the
in a recent interview with Palestinian Media Watch, he revealed just how he managed to do this. Rafat Al-Khawari.
Rafat. Okay.
No R.
I think most people didn't hear that second R. He claimed that he smuggled his sperm out of prison in a potato chip bag. Which were then picked up by his wife and taken straight to a fertility clinic for insemination. The medical community questions this, as human sperm is known to only last a few seconds, minutes at most, outside the human body.
Plus, it was mixed with, you can't get all the crumbs out of a potato chip bag. They're
no.
In there.
I mean,
Al-Khawari said the Palestinian prisoner gives his family five items in a bag. It's like going to a supermarket and you want to give your family something, a gift, candies, cookies, yeah. Juice,
seed, and,
honey, whatever you want.
Chip bag full of sperm is what people ask for all the time.
Are you guessing that his wife was banging somebody else?
He said, we would emit the sample seconds before they would call our names and put it in bags, wrap them in a certain way.
So he was ready to go.
Mark them with the sperm inside it, mark it, and tie it with strings the way we told the family during the previous visit.
He was fluffed and ready to go.
The chips or cookie bags.
She was banging somebody else.
Yeah, the chips or cookie bags containing the seminal fluid were allegedly resealed, making it impossible for the guards to notice that they'd been tampered with. He said, when you go out to the visit, the bag is with you. No one touches it other than the prisoner. The one who comes to receive the sample is your mother or your wife. Of course, everybody had their name written on their bag. The family goes out from the prison with the bag and goes to the medical center for insemination. According to Palestinian Media Watch, over 100 children have been fathered this way. Now,
wow. Yeah. The bride just said, yeah, I used that bag.
Well,
and the neighbor.
Apparently, fatwas regarding this controversial smuggling method have been issued, which specify that witnesses must attest to the origin of the sperm to make sure that it's actually the father's. Otherwise, the woman becoming pregnant could be in real trouble over there.
That's a classic piece of
cheating.
Science there.
That's cheating.
I like reading the origin of the sperm.
There you go.
Yeah, that'd be a good job for you. You could watch.
Yeah. I'll show you where it starts.
No, it's a great scientific study, the origin of the sperm. Yeah, I don't think that's it's viable.
I think all these women are banging somebody else. And yeah, I used that bag. That was great. Oh, I didn't send you a bag this time.
Nah, I know.
Damn it.
At one time, I had to drop a sample, and it was probably 30 minutes old by the time I got it to the urologist. Mm-hmm. But they were just checking for count. You know, I wasn't trying to impregnate anybody.
Or impress anybody either, you know.
None of that.
Like with a bunch of it in there. Do it for 4 days.
Was that a lot? Huh? Do you think that was a lot?
That was one. It had to be 5 days.
I wanted the count to be zero.
All right.
Because that's why I got that little procedure. Right. You saw it.
I did.
Actually, how does that work with women? Hear stories if they like try to find a used condom and use that to impregnate themselves. Does that have to be done in a certain amount of time then too?
I would think so, but the used condom at least is a scent. Of course, they put spermicide in those condoms too, don't they? Something that kills it right away. Is there spermicide in the like Ruffles?
I hope not.
It should be now.
Puss? Sour cream and spermicide is not a flavor I want in my chips.
Yeah, but you try it.
Okay, fair.
You try them all.
I tried one.
Yeah, you're not a fan of sour cream. Good point.
It's spermicide.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess
spermicide.
I'm sure a lot of these women are afraid to have affairs. So they have affairs, they get killed. You know, and over there, some guys are pretty hardcore. The guy having the affair with the woman would want to kill them too, because you know sometimes they do that. Not all.
Yeah, that's a treacherous landscape.
Yeah. I don't know how you get all the crumbs out of a chip bag, though. I really don't.
Yeah, you almost got to rinse it out.
Yeah.
Well, if the kids aren't crusty, then they're the neighbors.
Good point.
I mean, nobody really finishes.
Like the chip's still in their skin?
The bag of chips.
Is it a good point?
Yeah. Not at all. Those kids aren't crusty.
Generally, I will toss a bag of chips. Just
don't say toss.
Bunch of crumbs in the bottom. That's no good.
Oh, yeah, no good.
I don't clean it out.
No.
So are you sure they didn't clean out the bag?
Well, we're thinking they did.
Yeah, we don't know.
We're thinking they did.
That is one thing I've started to wait until my wife is at least isn't looking or has left the room is to like,
what, fill
you know,
chip
put
bag
the to get the corner chips where you like lean your head back.
Yeah, I've done that too.
Yeah.
I've done that.
That's best done
we live
in
together.
Private.
She's definitely seen me in some embarrassing moments.
You
but
are
if I can avoid that,
pig. You're right. I get that too. When you clean something to the bottom that really doesn't need to be, but we're being pigs. Yeah.
Like I'm a grown man, but I really need these, you know, cool ranch crumbs. They
like
taste
the
really
of
good.
A bag of cashews or something.
Anything.
That salt.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The nut salt. Yeah. Who doesn't like nut salt?
Well, that was just a trap waiting to happen, wasn't it?
That'd be the name of the chip show. Would be nut salt.
I was trying to think of somebody who doesn't.
Yeah.
Nope.
No.
No one
it's
comes
universal.
To
nut salt.
Everybody likes nut salt.
I'll do that with the end of the bag of beef jerky.
Yes.
You got to dump all those little crumbs out of the corner.
That, and don't eat the little Tide Pod that comes with it. I hate that thing. Get that thing.
That's a booby trap.
Yeah. Damn right. Every time it is.
That's not a flavor packet?
No, it's not. It should be.
Right on there. It says, do not eat.
I know, but it's right there.
Do not eat.
Then the bag of jerky is a bad place to put that.
Yeah.
Can you really trust that?
Good point, Nick.
You're right.
Who said that?
That's probably the FDA.
Yeah.
What do they know?
Yeah.
Nothing. Not much.
You got to do your own research.
They change your mind all the time. I remember when we used to be able to eat them.
Yeah, it said, please eat this.
It said, go ahead and eat it. Eat all you want.
Then this country became a bunch of pussies.
Right. And then they changed their mind.
Well, the crazy part is I buy the big bag of beef jerky at like Sam's.
Yep.
And it's a little tiny packet thing.
It's still in there somewhere.
I grab it every time my hand goes in there.
And that's a big bag.
Yeah.
I'll just eat it.
Yeah. Maybe you should toss it the first time your hand goes in there and grabs
it. Yeah, but that's, that'd be the smart thing to do.
You're probably going to eat that
it's annoying.
Jerky up
it's
before
annoying
it dries
it's in
out.
There. I know why it's in there, but it's annoying as hell.
It is annoying.
We bought a big bag of turkey jerky for one of those big, wholesale stores. And on the front of the bag, the jerky looked close to beef jerky,
right.
And then you open the bag up, and it looks like turkey.
Oh,
I feel like we were had.
They line it with beef and shove turkey behind it.
And it said turkey jerky?
It says turkey jerky on it.
Like you got had.
But the picture made it look like it was a lot darker. We did, but like it did not look like, on the inside of the bag, it did not look like the picture on the outside of the bag.
I tried some of that, because that's an impulse buy, and it's no carbs, and it gets you some energy, so I'll buy beef jerky at the place, and I tried the grass-fed one. That's horrible. That's just horrible. It's like mush. They sell it's grass-fed beef jerky, and for some reason, the texture is like mush. Don't try it.
Why does that make that big of a difference?
I don't know why. It sounded healthier, but it tastes like ass.
It's hard to make something bad when it's...
I know.
Jerky, generally...
Do yourself a favor, buy one of those small bags of the grass-fed and tell me what you think. It just tastes... For me, it wasn't like the regular jerky.
You just said it's terrible.
That's right.
Well, it tastes like ass. That might intrigue you.
Do yourself a favor.
Do yourself a favor. It tastes like ass. You bite... Yeah, it sucks. He told me to buy this.
And maybe so it was too chewy?
It's hard to explain, Todd. Yeah. It's not the same consistency of regular jerky, even turkey jerky.
But I mean, I've had like chicken jerky, and that's pretty good. Yeah. And deer jerky. I love deer jerky.
You're right. But the grass-fed it's a different texture.
But grass-fed beef is excellent.
I'm with you. Don't know. Grass-fed jerky, not good, man.
Yeah, it's really hard to
not good.
Screw up jerky.
Yeah, we're going to lose that grass-fed jerky endorsement. Sorry, man.
My dad's crowning achievement from when he worked in reality TV is when they were at the craft services table and somebody ate a bagel, took a bite out of a bagel, and they said, this tastes like ass. And dad goes, give me that.
Does he brag about that bit?
Yeah. Out of all the work he did, he's like, he's most proud of that moment.
Is that a Thanksgiving dinner story every year?
Yeah.
Oh, I love when dad grandpa tells that story. Has he told that in front of your kids yet?
I don't know if they've heard it. They'll be proud.
So I'm melatonin it last night, and
that's a verb now.
Yeah, it is basically
melatonin.
Right. It's safe sleeping pills, except it's
melatonin.
I had this weird dream because you wake up I only take like maybe less than that. I cut a 3 milligram pill in half.
Oh, what's the point?
It's even a point. It puts me asleep.
Really?
Yeah, it really does. I am a lightweight when it comes to that. Probably don't smoke a lot of weed. Whatever I do, but if you wake up 2 hours into a melatonin sleep, they'd go to the bathroom or something like that, or a dream. It's tough waking up. So I had this dream last night. I fell asleep around 10, and around midnight, my dream involves me like somebody, like a home invasion in the house, and I can't wake up because I'm too tired to wake up. So in my dream, I remember taking the melatonin, and my eyes would not open because I'm just too tired. And people are in the house. I'm thinking, I'm just going to sleep through that.
Yeah, it seems like a lot.
My dream made me feel like, okay, I'm too tired to get out of bed, so whatever happens, happens. I'm just going to stay asleep.
That's a pretty common dream when you're in a situation like that and you just freeze. In your dream, you just freeze.
Well, like I said, I remember being in because I couldn't wake up because I was too sleepy. And it was a weird. So finally, I did wake up out of the melatonin hangover. Yeah, like 2 hours into the sleep, well, you're really still pretty tired. Push does melatonin. And it's a miracle drug.
It's a miracle drug.
So if you took 10 milligrams, you just...
I started out back in the day with 10.
Would you just piss the bed then?
No. I just feel groggy the next day. Although they say it doesn't do that, it did it to me for some reason. So I started taking lesser doses. Puts me asleep.
I think if you read the bottle, it says it does do that if you're just a big girl.
Yeah.
Well, we like girls.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm.
And if you,
now you're picking on my drug of choice.
Smoke more weed. That'll suppress your dreams. You won't have.
I don't mind dreaming.
Stupid dreams.
It'll do that when you're awake
for everyone.
Yeah, yeah. I've heard people say they have a lot of dreams on weed. You guys don't, really?
Yes.
I've always read it suppresses your dreams.
That's what I've heard.
That's what I've found.
Because I've
dream. Most of you guys say that. Do you dream much, Craig?
No.
I dream all the time. And once again, 80% are usually pretty good.
And Craig's on record as saying that your dreams are stupid, so
he obviously
does not partake in that.
That's true.
Thank you.
That is true.
What throws me off are the nights that I don't smoke, and then you have a bunch of dreams, you're like, oh, God, it's crazy.
That's what I've heard.
Who needs that?
Because your brain says, hey, he didn't smoke, let's go.
Yeah.
That's it. All right.
Well, you left the door open.
You still dream, you just don't recall.
Oh, so they say. Well, then it might as well be not dreaming.
Right.
You know?
What's weird is I'll remember dreams where I have them just for a minute or two in the morning, and then it's just they're
gone. You're supposed to write those things down.
But Nick's right.
I remember this one for some reason.
If for some reason I forget to smoke, it's like all the bank dreams come pouring out.
Just flood out, huh? All right. Don't do drugs, kids.
Unless it's
melatonin.
The dream jailbreak.
All right.
You know, with all that short-term memory loss, you'd think we'd forget to smoke more often.
No.
I would think that.
We're committed to that.
I would think that.
You remember the important things.
Yeah, you do.
It was on this date in 1945. First Lieutenant Audie Murphy earned the Congressional Medal of Honor. He was given the Heroism Award for ordering his troops to retreat, then using a blazing tank destroyer to single-handedly hold off German forces. Then he ordered an artillery strike on his own position.
And the crazy part about that is, he's way before our time, but I know enough about Audie Murphy if you're watching some old movies back in the day.
These stories.
He came back and then became a movie star and starred in a lot of war movies.
Yes.
I mean, talk about PTSD.
Yeah.
I mean, he was a hero and actually became a decent actor. Cowboy movies, army movies for years, man.
Must not have traumatized him too much. If he can relive all that.
We don't know.
There's video out there that I saw the other day from a front porch in Daytona Beach, Florida.
That can't be good.
Video shows Walter Hickox on his front porch with three dachshunds when a black bear leaps through the doorway towards one of the dogs.
On the beach? Or just in Fort Lauderdale, off the beach?
Daytona Beach, Florida.
Okay.
Hickox jumps in to protect his pet and wrestles the bear.
I saw this.
Wrestles the bear, which appears to scratch and bite him while pushing it away. He then moves a wooden bench to block the doorway. The man then runs into the house and can be heard shouting, "Oh my God, I was attacked by a bear."
If you watch this video, and you will, Puss will put it up here in a second, I think it's second nature. It just shows up and he grabs the head of the bear and wrestles it around to protect his dog.
And tries to push it back out the door.
And he's lucky he has that big metal bench there, because he pulls it in front of the thing. The bear can't get in.
Is this somebody's pet bear that got loose? Or
no.
Are there bears in the wild in Florida?
In Daytona Beach, apparently,
I'm not aware.
Yeah, I saw this too, but I didn't know it was Florida. That seems even crazier.
I didn't know it was Florida either when I first saw it.
I figured it was like Wyoming or somewhere.
Yeah. Now, it isn't really a tall bear. It's a smaller bear, but still a bear.
Sure.
Still a bear.
Yeah, that's definitely not what you're thinking as you're fighting the bear. No. That's not a very big bear.
Black bears occupy most of the Florida mainland.
Whoa. Man.
Probably most of North America.
Florida's nuts.
Especially because he could have actually ran from the bear in the yard and an alligator came out. And I'm saying, yeah. All right, I'm out. I'm out. I didn't know bears were there.
Yeah, big chunks of Florida, they have black bears.
Because my whole worry about Florida, I like being there because the weather's great, but is because of alligators. They freak me out. Now I've got to worry about bears.
Well, they just like wiener dogs, apparently.
Yeah, watch that video. Supposed to put it up on the social.
Yeah, I just posted it.
Okay, check it out.
Yeah, the bear goes for one of the little dachshunds, and he's like, no!
I think he does what you do in a... He had no thought process there. Oh, I got to do something.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah. Later on, you go, maybe shouldn't have done that.
No. Goodbye, Fluffy.
Do they have gators that'll just end up in neighborhoods and stuff?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They do.
Very quickly, about 8,500.
Your buddy lives in Florida, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah. There's certain places you don't go because gators usually, but sometimes they're just in neighborhoods, right?
Like swamps.
Yeah.
Well, I figured they'd be in a swamp.
Like those canals.
If you're taking your trash can out to the end of the driveway.
There's canals downside those roads where people jog. They say don't jog sometimes because their canals are right there.
God.
Yeah. And if you golf there, the guy at the shop will tell you, there's gators on 8. 12,
all the time.
And 16.
I'd say, oh, cool. Right. Bye.
Right.
Yeah, do they tell you not to? They tell you not to run by those canals because running is dumb.
Yeah, that too. It's dumb, and a gator can eat you.
Mm-hmm.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.